Welcome to the Hustle Sanely podcast, a show inviting you to live a peacefully productive life. I'm your host, Jess Massey, a peaceful productivity coach and planner creator. My mission is to share mindset shifts and peaceful productivity tips that help people with really full lives go from running on fumes to living with intention in every season. You're in the right place if you want to design a life that reflects your actual priorities so you can stop the constant hustle and pursue your goals while prioritizing your well-being. Now, take a deep breath and let's learn how to hustle sanely. Hello, Hustle Sanely Squad. Welcome back to the show. Happy November. I am so grateful, no pun intended, that you clicked play on today's episode. It's another one that was inspired directly by one of you guys. But before we get into the nitty-gritty of this one, since it is the first Tuesday of a new month, we're going to kick off with our Hustle Sanely News segment, which is basically just a time for me to share everything going on in the Hustle Sanely community over the next month so that you don't miss a thing. And I'm gonna tell you right now, this month's Hustle Sanely News is gonna be a little extra juicy because it's gonna include some updates for December as well. Because, and that brings us to the first piece of Hustle Sanely News, there is no podcast happening in December. There's also no monthly Hustle Sanely mail going to be going out in December. So since starting the podcast a few years ago, I've always just taken the month of December off from the podcast. I use the extra time to just spend with my family during the holidays and to just prep the back end of my business for the coming year. There's just a lot that I want to do in 2024 when it comes to Hustle Sanely. So I just like to have margin built in at the end of the year so that I can just get my head in the right place to do all these new exciting things. You know what I mean? I don't like to rush into the new year feeling like I'm already behind. I like to go into the new year peacefully. Imagine that. So the last podcast episode of the year is going to be on November 28th. And then we will be back on January 2nd, 2024, because that is the first Tuesday of the new year. And in case you're curious, I just thought that I would share what I've got planned for the rest of this year and the first part of next year for Hustle Sanely. So last month in October, I wrapped up the 2025 planner design. So I finished all of my stuff and sent it to my designer. So we're still in the beginning stages, obviously, but it is all designed on the back end and I'm so excited about it and I can't wait for you guys to see what we have up our sleeves. And then this month, November, I'm going to be spending my business energy planning the projects that we're going to be working on for 2024. So I always have an abundance of ideas and projects that I want to work on, but I have my yearly business vision meeting every November where I choose exactly what projects we're going to be working on in the following year and then I schedule them out by quarter. So I will be doing that in November. And then the second half of November, I'm basically taking the Hustle Sanely Kickstart course and revamping it. So I'm making a new course so that it's simpler with less fluff and potentially, I haven't decided yet, adding in a live option. I will keep you guys posted as I flesh out all the details. Like I said, I'm doing that the last half of this month. So I haven't started yet. I just have a huge brain dump Google Doc that I've been throwing all of my ideas on over the last couple of months when I decided I was going to do this. So that's what November is going to be looking like. And then December, I'll be spending most of my time and energy focused on my family because the holidays, I'm just so excited to be present with them during the holidays. And you guys, to celebrate Everly's first birthday, I just cannot, okay? As far as work goes, I will be getting everything ready for quarter one in the BFF membership. Our topic for quarter one, it's so good, you guys. It is so good. It's routine revamp, how to design routines that support your season. Cannot wait. And then January, this is exciting too. I'm going to be starting work on the online business course with plans to launch it around the end of quarter one, so around March sometime. I have been asked for an online business course for years, and to be honest, I never felt equipped to do that until now because we're heading into the sixth year of Hustle Sanely. So I feel like I have enough knowledge to share, to compile and put together in a course. Like, I'm comfortable enough for me to do that. Whereas before I was like, I'm still figuring it out. Now I feel like I've got it pretty down. I've never been more stoked about my business personally, like ever. And my love for what I do, it truly, this is so cheesy, but I mean it, y'all. Like, it grows more and more each year. And I'm just really proud of my work-life harmony over my first year of motherhood. I honestly could do an entire podcast episode just on that. Maybe I will someday. But anyway, to make sure that you stay up to date on everything going on, so like course launch updates, sales, all that good stuff, make sure that you're on the Hustle Sanely email list, because that's always where we send information like that. You can join by going to jessicamassey.com/get-on-the-list. I'll have that down in the show notes for you too. If you're on the email list, that is where we're going to be talking about our Black Friday sales. We are having a couple Black Friday sale options going on. Okay. I'm not going to say what they are here, but join our email list because they're really good. Okay. 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 All right. Let's dig into this week's topic: how to know what's important when everything feels important. So I want to give you some background info on this topic, like how it came about. A Hustle Sanely BFF made this post in our Facebook community. I'm just going to read her post to you. It says, so this might sound like a completely ridiculous question, but how are others defining what their priorities are? I feel like everything is a priority. And of course, that doesn't work. For context, I am a senior manager at a tech company and my job is demanding, but I still only work 40-ish hours a week. I have a 6 and 8-year-old, a husband, 2 dogs, and my life is insane. AKA why I joined this community, because I still feel like this is where my people are and the only place where I can ask this question. Thank you. Okay. First of all, if I haven't made it clear enough, you guys, I am truly obsessed with the Hustle Sanely BFF community. Like, how rad that we have a safe space that we can candidly have these types of conversations. We have a community of over 350 women who we can go to for encouragement and advice. And I'm just like, wow, thank you, Lord, because it is just, like I said, I mean, yeah, I could just say it over and over again. The Hustle Sanely BFF community is the best part of my job, hands down. So anyway, that's just the biggest thing, is like the fact that she brought this question to the BFF membership. It's so cool because it's not just me talking in there. The members have so much wisdom and so much life experience to bring to the table. And it's just so incredible to be able to learn from so many different people in one place. So, okay, I could go on and gush and gush and gush about the BFF membership for days. So I'm gonna chill and answer the question now. So how do we actually define what our priorities are? So hopefully that language, define your priorities, is kind of like ringing a little bell in your brain, because key 3 to hustling sanely is just that. It's define your priorities. So let's back up just a little bit and talk about priorities. So the actual definition of priority is the fact or condition of being regarded or treated as more important. So I want to go a layer deeper and just define the word important. Stick with me, okay? I know this is a lot of definitions, but these are words that we hear all the time, and I want to make sure that like we're really being mindful of the weightiness of what these words mean. So the definition of important is of great significance or value, likely to have a profound effect on success, survival, or well-being. So y'all have probably heard me say this before, but if you view everything as important, then you're actually viewing nothing as important. So let that sink in. If you view everything as important, then you're actually deciding that nothing is important. So it kind of goes without saying that if you view everything as a priority, then you're actually deciding that nothing is a priority. I don't think I need to spend time convincing you that that's true. I mean, the person who submitted this question in the BFF Facebook group literally said, I feel like everything is a priority. And of course, that doesn't work. Like, people know that doesn't work. So when we hold everything at equal value in our lives, the real important stuff, like the actual true important stuff, winds up getting an exhausted, burned out, overwhelmed version of us. So something that I think people tend to forget is that priorities, they're not like these set them and forget them things. What's a priority this year might not be a priority next year. Priorities ebb and flow as our lives change. My favorite analogy when I'm teaching about priorities is one I've shared it here on the podcast before, and I've shared it in my courses. I've talked about it in the BFF membership, but it's honestly so good and it's worth sharing again because I know every time that I hear it, it's kind of like a mini wake up call where it just, it kind of encourages me to check myself. You know what I mean? So imagine everything in your life as a ball and you're juggling all the balls. So like imagine like the actual act of juggling, like a clown at a circus kind of juggling. You know what I'm saying? So imagine you're juggling all the balls in your life. So the deadline that you have coming up in 2 months for a huge project at work, that's a ball. Planning your best friend's baby shower, that's a ball. Volunteering at church once a month, that's a ball. Going on a weekly date with your partner, that's a ball. Spending one-on-one time with your kid regularly, that's a ball. Okay, you get it. Like we all have a ton of balls that we're juggling, right? So here's what we have to realize. Some balls are glass and other balls are rubber. Glass balls shatter and break when they're dropped. That's not good, okay? Glass balls, they're urgent. If you drop them, they're gonna shatter and break. Whereas rubber balls, they bounce when you drop them, right? That's not that big of a deal. Rubber balls, they might feel important to you, but they're not urgent when it comes down to it. So I think, I'm pretty sure that you guys can figure this out, but which balls represent your true priorities? The glass balls, right? It's your job as the boss of your life to determine which balls are glass and which balls are rubber. And here's the thing, you guys, a ball that may have been glass in one season of your life could be a rubber ball in this current season of your life. That is a huge revelation that has kind of rocked my world for the better. Once something is a glass ball, doesn't mean it's always a glass ball, okay? So before becoming a mom, launching something new in my business every single quarter was a glass ball to me. It was something that I planned other things around in order to make it happen. It wasn't a question of if I was going to be able to launch something new every quarter. It was a question of what was launching that quarter. You know what I'm saying? So keep in mind, when this was a glass ball, Hustle Sanely was a new business and I was still working on building its foundation and like building out my product suite. So that's why it was a glass ball. Now, launching something new every quarter in my business is a rubber ball. It's just not that important in this season. I'm bringing in more than enough income to support my family without having to do some sort of like launch every quarter, like something new. So right now in my current season of having a baby, spending as much quality time with her as I can, like that is my glass ball. Like hands down, I don't even have to think twice about it. Like being able to spend as much time as I can with my daughter while she's little is my glass ball, okay? So creating family routines and traditions and learning how to be someone's mom is my priority in this season. Now, obviously, I'm still showing up for work and I'm doing things with excellence and I'm growing my company, but it's just at a slower pace because it's a rubber ball in this season. I've turned down, and I talked about this in previous episodes, I've turned down a handful of work-related opportunities because I know that if I said yes to too much at work right now, I would drop my family glass ball. And I'm not okay with that. So think about that analogy as we continue through this episode. Okay. I want you to be thinking about what are my glass balls in this season? What would break me to drop? And then I want you to think, what are my rubber balls in this season? What isn't that big of a deal to drop right now? And I'm gonna be honest with you guys, it would be very, very easy for me to say yes to every money-making opportunity because I'm the main financial provider for my family in this season. My work through Hustle Sanely is what puts a roof over our heads, food in our bellies, and being an entrepreneur means creating your own work. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have someone in a hierarchy above me signing off on a paycheck every week. Like, it's on me to create an income. So of course it's hard to say no to opportunities that generate income, like speaking at events, writing a book, things like that. I had to make the decision that working 3.5 days a week until Everly starts preschool is what reflects what's important to me right now, which, like I said, is spending as much time as possible with her while she's home before she starts school. So that's not to say that growing my business and making money isn't important. Of course it's important. So how did I determine what was the most important to me in this season when honestly it could be super easy for everything to feel important? I used what I just told you guys about. I use the glass and rubber ball analogy to help me realize that Everly is only a baby one time. I will never be able to get this time back with her, whereas work is always going to be there. When Everly starts school and I have more capacity for work again, I'll be able to say yes to more opportunities at a time like I used to. So right now, new work opportunities to me is a rubber ball, to be quite honest. I never in my life would have thought that I would be saying something like that as a recovering workaholic. It really does feel like such a win to not have work be my number one priority in life. But anyway, that's a whole I did a podcast episode on that a few months ago, like just talking about like my recovering workaholic journey. So, okay, I want to back up for a second and remind you what the point of the five keys to hustling sanely is, like what's the point of it and what the five keys are if you just need a little bit of a refresher. So the five keys to hustling sanely is a framework. So I created this framework to teach high achieving women, just like you, just like me, how to trade running on fumes for living intentionally in every season. It's possible for you to stop the constant hustle and to pursue your goals while prioritizing your well-being and relationships, I promise, because I'm doing it, okay? And I didn't used to do it. So the five keys themselves are: key one, get your mindset right; key two, get clear on your vision; key three, define your priorities; key number four, create your routines and schedule; key number five, implement Hustle Sanely 5 every day. Now, I've said this before and I'll remind you again, the five keys are meant to be done in order. So the five keys framework doesn't function properly if you're kind of like leapfrogging over certain keys. You have to start at key one and work your way to key five, okay? So that being said, before we can do key three, which is define your priorities, which is what we're talking about in this episode, we have to back up and make sure that we have keys one and two on lock. It's going to be super difficult to properly define your priorities if your mindset is trash and your vision is murky. So key one to hustling sanely, like I said, is to get your mindset right. So our mindset is how we think and how we speak about our lives. Are you saying things like, my life is insane, I have no time for myself, ugh, must be nice for so-and-so to have the option to work from home, or I'm so unorganized, so things will always feel chaotic for me? If these are the kinds of things that you're speaking over your life, then that's how your life is going to be. Okay, shift your thoughts and your words to mirror the life that you desire. Instead of my life is insane, how about my life is full right now and I'm grateful that I have the ability to choose how I'm going to show up for each thing. It's the whole choose your hard thing. You guys, I'm sure, have heard that phrase before, but letting life happen to you is really freaking hard, and choosing to do the mindset work required to take ownership of your life is also really freaking hard, but I would choose that hard over letting life happen to me all day, every day. Like, hands down, not even a question. I'm a big advocate of encouraging people to step up to the plate and take ownership of their lives. We cannot control everything, but we can control certain things. So let's focus on those things, like how you're speaking, what you're consuming, who you're spending your free time with, the habits that you keep or that you break. Reclaim agency over your life and experience everything shift, okay? So that's key one. Key two to hustling sanely is get clear on your vision. Once you've got your mindset right, this is the next step for determining what's important when everything feels important. You have to get clear on your vision for this season of your life. I think people get kind of scared of getting clear on their vision because it just feels too big, which means that it feels daunting. And I am not telling you to do that. You don't need to be clear on your whole life vision. You need to be clear on the next 3 months, okay, in order to do this. So sit down and brain dump everything that you've got going on for the next 3 months: life changes, work projects, personal events, goals that you're working toward, so that you can see it all laid out in front of you. Now I want you to do an exercise that I call your life vision map. This exercise is in the Peacefully Productive Planners. So if you're like, hold on a second, that sounds familiar, that's why, okay? But I believe in this exercise so much, and that's why I have it in the planner. So what you do for each life category is jot down 1 to 3 things that are important to you for that category in this season. So here are the categories that I use and that I have built into our planners: relationships and family, health and wellness, mental health and self-care, work and education, and finances and giving. And then the last one is home and living spaces. So once you do that, once you go through those categories and you jot down one to three things that are important to you for that category in this season, that's your vision for this season of life, okay? And because I know that you guys love a concrete example, same, same, me too, I feel you, I'm going to list one thing from each category that I just named that is important in my current season of life, just to kind of get your wheels turning, okay? So relationships and family, my important thing that I am sharing with you is spending the majority of my week with Everly. Already talked about that. Health and wellness is the next category. Incorporate 30 minutes of movement in each day. For mental health and self-care, one thing that is important to me in this season is morning and evening journaling every day. For work and education, something that is important for me in this season is focusing my best work energy on pouring into the BFF membership. For finances and giving, my number one priority is sticking to our monthly giving goal. So Adam and I have a giving goal every month and I want us to stick to it. And then for home and living spaces, just updating our bedroom decor is the thing that I jotted down for this exercise. So once you do that and you're clear on your vision, again, I recommend one to three per category. And if you don't have any for one category, that's fine. Don't like, it's not meant to be hard, okay? Like it's just meant to get everything out of your mind so you can see it in front of you. So once you do that, we can dig into key three, which is define your priorities and what we're really talking about in this episode. So I teach a four-step process for defining your priorities inside the Hustle Sanely Kickstart course that I'm going to share with you in this episode today. So step one is determine your non-negotiables. So use that life map that you just created to help you determine what is non-negotiable for you in this season. So I like to divide my non-negotiables into things that I do daily, weekly, monthly, and other. So like quarterly or yearly or whatever. So some examples from my life. My daily non-negotiables, journaling. That's an example of one. So an example of a weekly non-negotiable is a date with my husband. An example of a monthly non-negotiable in this season is a girls' night. And then some examples for other, going to church in person two times a month and then practicing a 3.5-day work week. So that is step number one. Step number two is design habits and routines that enable you to easily show up for your non-negotiables. So routines set you up for success. They make it to where you don't need brain power to figure out how you're going to show up for your non-negotiables. I have a morning routine designed to accommodate my non-negotiable of journaling. We have a weekly routine designed to accommodate our date. We know our date is happening on Sunday. I have a monthly routine set up for girls' night. So the last Thursday of every month, my group of girlfriends rotates whose house we're going to for some quality time together. I don't have to think about these things happening in my life because they're built into my life thanks to routines. You know what I'm saying? Step three is identify and remedy major stressors. So my way of teaching this is call out whatever is causing you stress and then decide whether you plan to solve it, get support with it, or let it go. So stress robs us of our energy that we need to show up well for our priorities. So an example of this might be a stressor is you're running late for work 2 to 3 days a week because you're trying to cram too much into your mornings. So the action is to solve it by waking up 20 minutes earlier or moving your morning reading time to before bed or your lunchtime, something like that, okay? So for me, one, this was something that was an actual stressor in my life. This next example that I'm going to share with you, I was just feeling stressed out about not spending quality time with my friends since becoming a mom. I was just finding it really difficult to like hang out with multiple people, like try to keep up with hanging out with a bunch of different people throughout the month. So what I decided to do, because it was stressing me out and bothering me, I was like, okay, we're going to do this differently. Instead of me trying to hang out with everybody one-on-one, I am going to put together a monthly girls' night with my group of friends where we all get together one time a month. That way I am not having to spread myself so thin. Like it makes more sense for this season of my life. You know what I mean? So that's another example. And then step four is create boundaries to protect your priorities. It is no secret that I'm a big fan of boundaries, okay? Boundaries help us protect our priorities. I use my non-negotiables as a filter to run everything through. If something goes against my non-negotiables, I create a boundary, okay? there's actually a whole training on boundaries in the Hustle Sanely Digital Project Shop from our October coaching call in the BFF membership. I'll make sure to link it below in case you need help setting boundaries. It's $25 and you get the workbook and access to the hour-long coaching call that I did inside the BFF membership about setting boundaries for a peacefully productive life. So I'll make sure to link that for you guys. But those are the steps that I follow and that I teach my students to follow when it comes to defining your priorities. Okay. So that is what I've got for you guys today. How to know what's important when everything feels important. I really hope that this episode encouraged you and met you where you're at. Thank y'all so much for listening and hello for taking the time to ask me these kinds of questions so I can make podcast episodes that are actually helpful for you. Like that is my goal. If you enjoyed this episode, please, please, please go leave a review on Apple Podcasts. We are creeping up to my goal of 1,000 reviews by the end of this year, and every single review counts. Like if you're sitting there and you're thinking like, she doesn't need my review. Yes, she does. Yes, I do. Okay. Anyway, don't forget to join our email list if you haven't already so you can stay up to date with all the goodness that is going on in the Hustle Sanely community for the rest of this year and heading into next year. I am truly so grateful for the community that we've created together. And I'm believing that 2024 is going to be a year of peaceful productivity for all of us. Like I truly believe that. But anyway, I love you guys so much. I will talk to you next Tuesday and I hope you have the best day ever. I so appreciate you tuning into today's show. I hope that it blessed you right where you're at. If you did enjoy it, take a screenshot of the episode and share it on your Instagram story along with your biggest takeaway. Make sure you tag me at Jess M. Massey so I can see it and share it on my story too. Your feedback is such an encouragement to me and it helps the show more than you will ever know. If you want more Hustle Sanely in your life, head on over to jessicamassey.com. It's actually my favorite place to hang out online. I'll meet you right back here next week. And until then, keep hustling sanely.